话题16，故事与诗歌。话题素材专列。
一，听对话，选答案。第一节，听下面十段对话，每段对话后有一个问题，读两遍。请根据每段对话的内容和后面的问题，从所给的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。
Number one, have you ever read the story Hoey Shoots the Suns?
Yes, of course. It's very interesting.
Question, what does the girl think of the story?Have you ever read the story, Hoey Shoots the Suns?
Yes, of course. It's very interesting.
Question, what does the girl think of the story? Number two, do you know the poet Shelley?
Yes, of course. He was a great poet in the 18th century.He wrote many famous poems during his lifetime.
Question, what do you know about Shelley? Do you know the poet Shelley?
Yes, of course. He was a great poet in the 18th century. He wrote many famous poems during his lifetime.
Question, what do you know about Shelley?Number three, do you know Levi?
Yes, of course. He is my favorite poet.
Question, who is Levi? Do you know Levi?
Yes, of course. He is my favorite poet.
Question, who is Levi? Number four,What do you think of the story?
Sorry, I know nothing about it.
Question, what does the woman mean? What do you think of the story?
Sorry, I know nothing about it.
Question, what does the woman mean? Number five, what are you doing?
I'm reading a book named Frog.
Question, what's the girl doing now? What are you doing?
I'm reading a book named Frog.
Question, what's the girl doing now? Number six, what are you doing here, Sansa?
I'm trying to write a science fiction story.
Question, story does Sansa try to write? What are you doing here, Sansa?
I'm trying to write a science fiction story.
Question, story does Sansa try to write? Number seven.Have you finished reading Superhero?
Yes, I enjoyed every page of it. It's so exciting.
Question, what are the two speakers probably talking about? Have you finished reading Superhero?
Yes, I enjoyed every page of it. It's so exciting.
Question,What are the two speakers probably talking about?
Number eight, what can I do for you?
I want to borrow one old copy of Diary of a Madman by Lucian.
Question, where does the conversation probably take place? What can I do for you?
I want to borrow one old copy of Diary of a Madman by Lucian.
Question, where does the conversation probably take place?
Number nine. What will be on this Friday evening?
Shakespeare's famous play, Romeo and Juliet. We can't miss it this time.
Question. When will Romeo and Juliet be on? What will be on this Friday evening?
Shakespeare's famous play, Romeo and Juliet. We can't miss it this time.
Question. When will Romeo and Juliet be on? Number 10. I like reading poems in my free time. What about you, Ling Ling?
Well, I like reading books on science.
Question. What does Ling Ling like reading? I like reading poems in my free time. What about you, Ling Ling?
Well, I like reading books on science.
Question. What does Ling Ling like reading?
第二节，听下面两段对话，每段对话后有几道小题，请根据每段对话的内容和后面的问题，从所给的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。每段对话读两遍，听第十一段对话，回答第十一、十二小题。
Hey, Lisa, what are you up to?
I'm reading a book.
Oh, what's the name of the book?
Adventures of a Cat-Whiskered Girl. Have you read it before?
No. What's it about?
It's about a girl named Audrey. She enters a different place and meets some strange people there, and then some strange stories happen.
It's very interesting. Hey, Lisa, what are you up to?
I'm reading a book.
Oh, what's the name of the book?
Adventures of a Cat-Whiskered Girl. Have you read it before?
No. What's it about?
It's about a girl named Audrey. She enters a different place and meets some strange people there, and then some strange stories happen.
It's very interesting. Now, let's find the book called The World is Flat.
Maybe Dad has made a mistake. Probably it's The World is Round, not The World is Flat.
That's just what I'm wondering.
Hey, David, I think we've found it. The World is Flat.
Let me see. Yes, The World is Flat by Thomas L. Friedman. I think that's just the one Dad wants. Now, let's find the book called The World is Flat.
Maybe Dad has made a mistake. Probably it's The World is Round, not The World is Flat.
That's just what I'm wondering.
Hey, David, I think we've found it. The world is flat.
Let me see. Yes, The World is Flat by Thomas L. Friedman. I think that's just the one Dad wants.
二，听短文，选答案。本题你将听到一篇短文，读两遍。
George Dawson wrote a book called Life is So Good. The book is full of stories from George's life. George wrote it in 1998 when he was 100 years old. The most amazing part is that George learned to read just 2 years before he wrote the book. When George was 8, his father sent him to work. Life was hard for the poor American family. food became more important than school. When George was 98, he heard about the adult classes near his home. He still had a dream that he would learn to read. He went to class. His teacher helped him, and in 2 years, he wrote his book.
George Dawson wrote a book called Life is So Good. The book is full of stories from George's life. George wrote it in 1998 when he was 100 years old. The most amazing part is that George learned to read just 2 years before he wrote the book. When George was 8, his father sent him to work. Life was hard for the poor American family. Food became more important than school. When George was 98, he heard about the adult classes near his home. He still had a dream that he would learn to read. He went to class. His teacher helped him, and in 2 years, he wrote his book. Long, long ago, there was a poor man living in the mountains. He planted an orange tree in front of his house. He took good care of it. In autumn, there were many fine oranges on the tree. One of them was very, very big, as big as a football. The poor man was very happy. He took it to the king. The king was so happy that he gave the poor man a lot of money for it. When a rich man heard of it, he said to himself, "It's only an orange. Why did the king give the poor man so much money? I'll take my gold cup to the king. I'm sure he'll give me more money." The next day, when the king got the gold cup, he said to the rich man, "What a beautiful cup! I'll give you something wonderful. Please take this great orange away."
Long, long ago, there was a poor man living in the mountains. He planted an orange tree in front of his house. He took good care of it. In autumn, there were many fine oranges on the tree. One of them was very, very big as a football. The poor man was very happy. He took it to the king. The king was so happy that he gave the poor man a lot of money for it. When a rich man heard of it, he said to himself, "It's only an orange. Why did the king give the poor man so much money? I'll take my gold cup to the king. I'm sure he'll give me more money." The next day, when the king got the gold cup, he said to the rich man, "What a beautiful cup! I'll give you something wonderful. Please, take this great orange away."